Hello, and thank you for listening to the recordings of St John's services, sermons and other events. Owing to a technical problem, we join this particular recording a few minutes into the service. Please accept our apologies for this. Thank you.
Actually, the title of a best-selling novel by David Nicol. I don't know if you've read it, but I read it. I read it not in one day, but in actually 2 or 3 days, no more than that. But let me quote the reviewer of that book. You'll either love it or you'll hate it. I don't think there's much of a middle road with this one, middle ground. It'll speak to those with a similar experience. I enjoyed the format. It gives the reader snapshots of Dex and Em's life. They're the main characters of the story. A flashback of what was going on at a particular time in the journey of their lives, picking up the same day, day in, day out, established a sequence and also highlighted that life and circumstances can change so quickly at times on one day, or not change at all, as was in Em's case, when 2 days of her life started out exactly the same. We don't really read a full depiction of every single event in their lives. To have any sense of what they were going through, it just seems to roll out each day, one after the other, except that one day, Em died suddenly and tragically under the wheels of a London bus. And it all happened on one day. And after finishing, the reviewer writes, after finishing at 1 o'clock this morning, I could do nothing but stare at the ceiling and the walls, absorbing what I've read, tearing it apart mentally and extracting lessons from it to be applied to life. That, for me, is the mark of a wonderful novel. Reading that reaches into your soul and touches your heart. Writing that moves you to feel. This gospel reading from Luke 8 does precisely that and more for me today, this one day. I had a one-day experience a couple of years ago, it must be, not too dissimilar to that of the disciples in a boat in a storm. A good friend, I hope he's still a good friend, by the way, crewed for me in my fragile little dinghy as we sailed out of Hillhead Harbour for what I thought would be a really quite a gentle, a mildly challenging potter towards eastward down the Solent. Except that the wind out of the harbour, where there's a lot of safety, of course, and you're quite sheltered, was blowing an absolute hooly. Do you know, we made Portsmouth in about 30 minutes. It's faster than the X5 from Abshot Road. And it took us about an hour and a half to an hour and three quarters to head back into Hillhead Harbour. But this is the point. There came a point, a moment, when we had to turn round and sail against the easterly back into Hillhead Harbour. You can't keep on sailing eastward forever. You kind of bump into France in the end if you're not careful. And as we jibed and turned into wind, I remember calling out, I can't make it. I can't do it. And I felt kind of overwhelmed at that particular point. Actually, I probably shed quite a few pounds within the 10 or 15 seconds it took us to face the opposite direction and head for home. I also remember very consciously noting the position, the exact position of the inshore lifeboat stations, outward and homeward bound. I'm sure you would have sussed already that really I'm no great sailor, I'm just a fair-weather sailor. But we made it home to the harbour contrary, completely contrary to my sense of despair. but conscious also that in the boat, telling me repeatedly that we weren't sinking, and look how fast we were going. I'm conscious that my confidence grew because I could trust the crew in dire circumstances, or what I perceived to be dire circumstances. I may have been, and most certainly was, in a flat panic now and again. But you know what? Captain Willoughby was in control. At the front of the boat, he entrusted me with the tiller in that sort of wonderful, benign way that some people can teach you. I learnt more not only about sailing, but about me in those 2 hours. The context of Luke 8 is highly significant. I've said before, and we've all said before, that every text in the Bible has a context. It comes from somewhere, and it's going somewhere else. And so in Luke 8, the same chapter, Jesus has told his parable of the sower. Hold fast with patient endurance when the road gets rocky. In Luke 8 and verse 16, shine like a light, even in dire circumstances, especially in dire circumstances. And Luke 8 and 19, Jesus tells his friends and his family, his brothers and his sisters, are those who not only hear, but do my word and do my will. Those events are the landscape against and within which Luke recalls the calming of a storm on the Lake Galilee. Consequently, and as if to give real context and experience to those texts, Jesus and the disciples pile into a boat. It all happened one day. Just one day. Some days begin benignly, don't they? Some days of ours begin with a sense that life's an adventure, and so it is. Some days begin with a sense of purpose and promise. There are things to be done, stuff to be achieved, and you can sink into a bath at the end of it with a profound sense of contentment and satisfaction. A job's been well done, and the day has been well lived. Others begin, and you're not quite sure what the outcome will be. Who will journey with you on the rocky road? And who will bring some kind of order to the chaos that might overwhelm you? Who will prove to be the very best friend you need at that moment, the moment that suddenly something quite unexpected just turns up one day? So who will stand by you when you're poleaxed by bad news and circumstances? One day, any day, today, chaos can threaten to overwhelm us. Chaos way out there. But also, and I know it, chaos deep in here. And at times like those, times like these, you really do need to know not only that you're not alone, but that someone will come alongside you and step into the same boat that you're travelling in. And frankly, just be there with you one day. The loss of a job, the loss of a friend, or a relative's life, sudden illness, the loss of status, loss of responsibility, loss of meaning, loss of purpose, a loss of direction, the loss of a familiar landscape. All that can happen to you in just one day. Here are two stories you might like to think about. One you've heard before, in fact both you would have heard before, but they're so good and the meaning behind them is important that they bear and are worth telling again. A young mountaineer had almost reached the peak of a hill when his foot slipped and he found himself hurtling down into a chasm 1,000 feet below him. And halfway down, his equipment got caught in the branch of a tree and he found himself dangling in midair between heaven and earth. "O Lord God, help me," he cried. And a voice answered, "Don't be afraid, my son. You are in safe hands." Relieved, the climber asked, "Thank you, God. What should I do?" And the voice replied, "Let go, and I will save you. Just release the grip." "But how can I be sure that you will save me if I let go?" he pleaded. And the answer came back, "Just trust and believe." And there was silence. And a desperate climber shouted at the top of his voice, "Is anybody else up there?" And you may remember that wonderful moment, 1939, King George VI inspired God-breathed prayer at the beginning of the chaos of war. His Christmas message to the nation: "I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, 'Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown and into all the chaos that could surround it.' And he replied, 'Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than a light, safer than a known way.'" So where and when on this one day, this today, where and when will you invite Jesus, the captain of the ship, the king of the universe, to be with you and to be for you today? Where will you invite him to sit? Dare you invite him to sit and find him sitting there waiting for you to acknowledge him? Where will you invite him to sit and take his place and discover him, perhaps for the first time, just waiting patiently for you? Where and when will you invite him to pitch his tent in you and in the circumstances of your life? For who is this that he commands the chaos of the sea and the wind, and even they obey him? As we sit, a moment of quietness and then a prayer. One day Jesus got into a boat with his disciples. God our Father, on this one day, thank you that you sit sometimes unknown and unacknowledged, full of power and mercy and grace, close by. Come to us, still the storm, and be our peace, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we ask this. Amen.